This is HRV Good Form for the awesome Good Form website, packed with features for Trot's punters at goodform.trot.com.au.
And we've got Blake Redden joining us to review the big day out at Tabcorp Park, Melton yesterday, where we had all the finals for the Breeders' Crown. It was a spectacular day, Blake.
Yeah, it was not. It was a really good day, obviously, and I guess the weather played some part. It was pretty wet. There was hail at stages throughout the day, but I don't think it really detracted from what was happening on the track because a lot of the good stories rolled in, and that was certainly the case with the first race, but right throughout the card.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the win of Wobbly in the first of the finals. This was the two-year-old trotting colts and geldings. Look, most expected him to win, but he's been the real benchmark, hasn't he, for two-year-old trotting horses this season?
He has, and probably for the last few seasons, to be fair to him. He's just been dominant these last few months. He won the Redwood in an equal track record time where he led and did all his own work. He's again led on the weekend, or yesterday, as you would probably expect, and done his own work, and he's run 2 minutes basically flat for the middle distance for a two-year-old trotter. It was a good run. There's probably little doubt that he was all out at the end. He'd had enough. He's had a pretty long season, and he wasn't getting away from him on the line. LaGrange ran a really good race and cut him back to 4 metres late, but Wobbly was just the ultra-professional, wasn't he, and he got the job done. As I mentioned, LaGrange was a really good run, and there was a big gap back to the rest. Smashed them cold to one, Muscle Hill, Imperial Whiz. All of their runs had some merit, definitely, but Wobbly, he's just in a league of his own, and I guess now the big question mark is, can he come back at three and continue to show this sort of dominance?
We have a look at the second race, and this is for the two-year-old trotting fillies, and Aura Nesme was able to win this. She started favourite too.
She did. It changed at the start. Moonshine Linda ran the gate and galloped off the arm, which she lost a lot of ground, so one of the main dangers to Aura Nesme was out of play early doors. She got a soft enough lead. Renesme, Lepo Jewel came round mid-race, again one of the main dangers. And Sat Park, she got a little bit fired up, Aleppo Jewel, but Renesme was still able to set her own tempo. She backed down that first quarter to a 31-4 section, and then she rolled through the second quarters in basically a 31-second section, and she was able to sprint up 29-7, then 29-2, and she put a good gap in them. She was never in any real doubt from the front, Renesme. Aleppo Jewel tried hard, but was well held in the end, and then there was a gap back again to the rest, and Morta Ferrer and Die Life, Brett Shipway did a good job running into fourth. Certainly, I'm sure, a thrill for him to see his horse do so well in a big final. But Aura Nesme, the Kiwi, I'm not sure she was well supported by punters late. She was on the drift, but she got the job done.
We have a look at the third now, and this was the three-year-old trotting colts and geldings final, and War Spirit was able to beat Jillaby Babavska in the finish.
He was, and he just kept on kicking, didn't he? He found the front, Andy and Kate Gaff. Probably had a bit of a decision to make after the start. He's probably best driven with a sit, but they decided to use that advantage they had on Jillaby Babavska and roll forward. Chiron did lead early and handed up to War Spirit. They got a couple of really soft sections, to be fair to the leader, particularly that first quarter of 32.7. It was, as we outlined earlier, a pretty wet day at times, so that's probably forgivable to some degree given the track conditions. The second quarter was 31.6, and then he just wound it up, and again it was another leader that was too strong. Jillaby Babavska's run a really good race, another one that got fired up, but hit the line really hard and probably looked the winner, to be honest, at the top of the straight. He just, whether he died on his run to some degree or War Spirit dug in, I guess you can make your own opinions on that. Chiron's run a much better race. We probably know he's capable of that sort of effort, and it was good to see him back to something like his best in Empire Bay was best of the rest.
Well, it's a look at that race as we have a look at the next, and now we start to get into the real nitty-gritty. The three-year-old fillies final Group 1 level. Let's pick up the concluding stages.
They head down the back straight, and the leader is Spectacular. Party On starting to put it to it now. Better Be Chevron's out three deep. Then Guilty Hanover in between them. My Casino Bell's under pressure, and then She's All Apples. Party On's under pressure, and Spectacular got away up to the home turn. Spectacular from Party On. Then came Guilty Hanover. She's All Apples. Soho Angel from Wellbeck makes ground. Third quarter, 27-4. Spectacular got away on Party On. Miss Graceland's made up good ground out wide. Spectacular's clear from Miss Graceland and Party On. It's Spectacular in front, and Spectacular won it. Beat Miss Graceland and third Party On. Fourth home was Soho Angel, another big run. They've come away then from My Casino Bell.
Well, Blake, there we have it. Pectacular, most expected her to win, and she was able to come away with the big final.
Yeah, indeed. She finally got that big race that she so deserved. Winning on the weekend, she was able to use her gate speed. She found the lead, and it was really that third quarter that did the damage, wasn't it? She went through a second quarter of 30.9, pretty slow for this sort of class, but she just went snap 27.5 through that third quarter and then home in 27.9, and she was going to be near on impossible to catch, which she was. Miss Graceland has run the race of her life. She was probably the forgotten horse to some degree in the end, given she wasn't quite at her best on semi-final night, but she hit the line with great gusto and almost got there, but couldn't catch Pectacular, who, as we said, deserved to win a big race. Party On, she kept on trying. She was obviously sitting parked and under pressure a fair way out, but wasn't beaten too far on the line, Party On, and Soho Angels run a really good race. For Mick Stanley to go first and fourth, and there was a good gap back to the rest, they drew away, and clearly the four best fillies on the day, and Pectacular, she got the job done.
The championship for four-year-old Entires and Geldings at Group 2 level. This was taken out by Don't Hold Back over the favourite Shadow Sachs. How did this race pan out?
Yeah, Shadow Sachs probably copped a bit of heat early doors. He was drawn the pole. They've run 154.5, given that it was hailing during the race. That's a very good mile rate, and they never really got to back it down aside from that second quarter where they went 30.8. But Don't Hold Back, he was able to sit back and use his high speed late. Mario Adard, of course, he won this race last year with Gavin Lang in the cart. Mario driving the horse of recent times, and it was the perfect drive. He just blended into the race at the right time, and he was able to get Shadow Sachs at the top of the straight. And although he didn't win by a big margin in the end, he always did look the winner. Shadow Sachs tried hard second up from a really long break. He's run a very good race. Code Black ran into third at big odds. Major Dan was a good effort given he had that back row draw, and probably of the rest, it's hard to necessarily put a cross against them given the track conditions on the day. So Moonrock wasn't perhaps as bad as it may look on paper, certainly giving him another chance in a good quality race going forward.
We have a look at race 6. Here are the concluding stages of the Group 1 two-year-old fillies final.
And they're locked together. The inside is Our Better Joy and Nostra Villa. They run to the 400 metres, 5 metres clear of Our Angel of Harlem. On the outside, fourth, Nostra Beach is now under pressure. Nostra Villa really putting it to Our Better Joy on the home turn. Our Angel of Harlem gets out. Then came Passion's Delight, Molly Kelly. 29 for the third quarter. The outside, Nostra Villa put her head in front. She went for home. Our Angel of Harlem gets out. Nostra Villa burst clear. Out after it is Our Angel of Harlem. Nostra Villa, Our Angel of Harlem's diving at it but missed. Big win. Nostra Villa, what a big win that was. Nostra Villa's just won it from Our Angel of Harlem.
Well, Blake, first of all, let's talk about the performance of the favourite, Our Better Joy, who most expected to win, ended up starting at about $1.60.
Yeah, look, she was fair. I think a lot of people probably expected Our Angel of Harlem to get the lead off her at the start. That didn't work out. She was forced to, not forced to, but she ended up taking up the option of holding the lead, Our Better Joy. Look, I guess overall she may have been a little bit better with cover, but you can't take anything away from Nostra Villa, who came around mid-race. Look, she's had just an enormous season, hasn't she? For Anthony Caruana, he bought a couple of fillies at the APG, and he's won basically every big two-year-old fillies race this season. That APG final, then he won the Vic Bred Super Series with Nostra Beach, then Nostra Villa, and he's come here and won the Breeders' Crown with Nostra Villa again. She's all but unbeaten. She got downed on semi-final night, but her run was oh so brave, and to sit parked in a race like this and be able to control the tempo and spear away from them, it was a very brave win. Our Angel of Harlem tried hard and continued to find the line. Molly Kelly was a good run. She's certainly proving that she's right up to this sort of race. And Our Better Joy, look, again, we're not going to put the pen through her on that run, but it'll be interesting to see how she comes back as a three-year-old next season.
Definitely. So that was a look at the wash-up there of the two-year-old fillies race. As we go over to race number 7, here are the concluding stages of the Group 1 three-year-old colts and geldings final.
Jillaby Kung Fu, 3 metres. Motsu Meteor, second. Our Little General is third. Stars Align is out three wide. They get away on Rock Diamond. Solid as a Rock under pressure. Cruz is starting to struggle. Jillaby Kung Fu giving a big side up to the turn. Third quarter, 27.7. It's Jillaby Kung Fu. Our Little General's about to get the run. Motsu Meteor battling, then Stars Align. Into the straight, Jillaby Kung Fu. Our Little General coming through from Motsu Meteor. It's Jillaby Kung Fu in front from Our Little General. Jillaby Kung Fu, Our Little General's coming through, and Our Little General, Our Little General's won it narrowly. From Jillaby Kung Fu, Motsu Meteor, and Stars Align. Then came Rock Diamonds. A Rapper's Delight made up a bit of ground late.
And it's now 29-12 on this Monday edition of Winners. And Blake, we've just heard that replay there of the three-year-old Colts and Geldings final. Look, what actually happened to the favourite? I think that's the key point that we need to touch on first.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he just jumped out of his gear, to be honest. There was no excuse for it. He's never done it before. He looked like... He didn't have any reason to do it, but he was going to get crossed early anyway by Cruz, who sprung a little surprise. Luke McCarthy was coming off the pegs, but went back round, and yeah, I guess it's just one of those head scratches. The even money favourite, the more the better. But outside of him, it was a visually very interesting race. There was a lot of things going on through those middle stages. Our Little General was able to whip around and find the lead. Stars Align was going from on the pegs to off the pegs to on the pegs to off the pegs, and Jillaby Kung Fu worked around, and Our Little General handed up. I think Chris Alford was sort of the belief, which was correct at the time, that Stars Align was on his back, and he was happy to put that horse three pegs. But as he did that, Anthony Butt was able to get the second favourite off the pegs. So that didn't work out as Chris Alford planned, but it didn't really matter because he was then following the right horse, and they were running the whole way. That it was the quickest mile rate of the day, 154 flat. And Jillaby Kung Fu took Our Little General everywhere he needed to go. He tried hard, Jillaby Kung Fu, and he did kick halfway up the straight, but Our Little General was just able to sprint lane him to victory. And that's his third Group 1. He's probably been, you know, lucky to some degree in all of his big Group 1s. I think Vincent popped a tyre in the Derby. Obviously, the More the Better went off stride here, and in his two-year-old Breeders' Crown, Tingira Beach was knocked down at the start, so... fortune has favoured him, but you can't take anything away from him. He's a small horse with a big heart, and he got the job done on the big day. Jillaby Kung Fu, good run, as to Motsu Meteor and Stars Align. Probably the way the race ended up being run didn't necessarily suit him, but Little General, he just keeps getting it done on the big stage.
We then go over to race 8, and here's the concluding stages of the two-year-old Colts and Geldings final.
And it's King of Swing heading down the back straight. The race favourite leads 3 metres. Master Moonlight running second. Tam Major in third spot awaiting on the Garrard sprint lane. Poster Boy is fourth. Then on the inside, Joni N from Sicario. And further back to Colt 31. Going past the 400 metres. 29.3 the third quarter. King of Swing in front. Poster Boy hooked out. Sicario winds up. Then Tam Major. And Colt 31 as Master Moonlight gives ground. King of Swing led. Poster Boy alongside, then Sicario, Colt 31 and Tam Major, King of Swing and Poster Boy. King of Swing just in front, Poster Boy ahead away. It's King of Swing from Poster Boy. King of Swing kicks on. King of Swing, King of Swing beat Poster Boy. Colt 31 third, Sicario fourth, and then Tam Major. A gap back to Casbar Kid.
King of Swing was too strong. What was your thought on this race, Blake?
It's going to be a really interesting one going forward. I'm not exactly sure how to line them up. Obviously, we've seen Poster Boy right throughout the season in Victoria. He's looked very dominant. He had a very tough run in his semi-final, and he drew the second row here. So his run was still quite good. King of Swing had all the favours of the barrier draw. Ray Green has done a really good job to bring this horse over from the North Island of New Zealand and have him peaking at the right time for this Breeders' Crown. You saw in the semi-final how good he was. He pulled three wide first, and he just dominated his semi-final. Once he drew the pole marking draw and he was able to lead, he was always going to be hard to beat, and that proved the case. Poster Boy's run was good. He sort of loomed as the winner, but on the bend, but the leader had a bit of a kick left in him. Colt 31's run another good race for Grant Dixon, and Sicario, he wasn't beaten too far. They were clearly the big four pre-race, and that's the way it panned out in running. King of Swing, he's out of Twist and Twirl, so he's really well-bred. And I guess the form from the race may stack up. I think it's something that we'll learn over the next sort of 6 or 7 months.
We then go over to the next race, which is another Group 1. This is for the three-year-old Trotting Fillies. And Dance Craze was too good here for Anton Galino and was very impressive in winning, Blake.
Yeah, she was super impressive, wasn't she? She sort of lived in the shadow to some degree of Unbelalur this season, who has won all the big Group 1 races, that filly including the Victoria Trotters Derby. But Dan's Craze was able to find the front here. She had the barrier draw advantage. She was able to work forward, find the pegs, and they've got 158.8, so pretty good going for three-year-old trotting fillies, and particularly that first quarter. They went 29.5, so there was good heat on through most of the race, and Dan's Craze just pulled away from them off the back, didn't she? She never really looked in doubt. Unbelalur has tried very hard. She got within 11 metres on the line and put a gap between herself and the rest of the field, Chevron Express and Hot Jane Bling with the soft run, and you. But Dan's Craze, I think probably from you know, 6 months ago or so, a lot of people thought she may well be the best of Anton Galino's three-year-old trotting fillies, and that's certainly coming to bear at this stage. Look, it's going to be run-dependent in big races, no doubt, but there's probably not a lot between them. When she has the favours, she'll probably get the job done, Dan's Craze, and if Unbelalur can get things go her way, she's just as capable as winning. So they ran the Quinella for Anton Galino, and a good story for Pat Driscoll and Yabby Dam Racing.
Definitely. And what about the final race, which was the championship for four-year-old mares, won by Heaven's Trend?
Yeah, she was back to her best, wasn't she? She was able to amble forward after the start, after they all did a bit of work early and were looking to lead, and I guess hand up to one of the good horses, and she was the one that was arriving at the right time. She found the pegs, and she was really heavily backed early in the week. There was a lot of money for her, Heaven's Trend, and certainly it was on the mark because she was able to lead, and she was too strong for Whirly School, who she tried hard, as she does. We know she's more than capable at this level, and her effort was very good not to be beaten far. Nikki Badwagon stuck on well enough, beaten about 7 metres, Rock and Roll Magic, and there was probably a gap back to the rest without you and Gina Grace, Rockstar Angel, who potentially, like a number of horses on the card, may well have been coming to the end of it, given the season's just about drawing to a close.
Just going back to what happened Friday night, because this was also an outstanding program at Melton. What about the form that this mare's in, Amaretto? She's absolutely flying, and every time Kieran Manning raises the bar with her, she just meets it.
Oh, it was stunning. It was absolutely stunning, I must admit. I thought from outside the front row she'd have a big jog to turn over the likes of San Carlo and Burn a Hole in My Pocket and TCB McRae, but that's exactly what she did. It was a terrific drive from Kieran Manning. She did everything right. She ran the gate early. She flushed out San Carlo with a lap to go. And it was very similar in many ways to her run at Bendigo last week. She just trucked in off that top bend like she was a horse going places, and that's exactly what happened. She got to San Carlo pretty quickly at the top of the straight, ran past him. He tried hard. He was only beaten about 2.5 metres in the end. TCB McRae hit the line, as we know he can, but she was terrific, Amaretto. I'm not sure exactly what's in her sights now, potentially a Mare's Classic in Perth towards Inter Dominion time. I suspect that even a Victoria Cup may now be on the agenda in mid-October, but definitely a big tick to TCB McRae, San Carlo. I thought Messini, terrific to see him running on at the end, given he probably hasn't been at his absolute best for a little while now. We saw that again on the weekend. My Kiwi Mate was a big tick, even Burn a Hole in My Pocket. So plenty of good runs to come out of the Breeders' Crown pacing free-for-all.
No, definitely. Was there anything else from Friday night that has really stuck into your head?
It's probably a couple. I think particularly the story of Chris Finozio. He got the job done with a filly or a mare he trains in Elder Baron AM. Really good story, that one. He got a horse off Duncan McPherson. I think it had a spider bite and unfortunately passed away. And Duncan sort of supported him through it and said, "Don't worry, we'll find another horse." And he's leased out Elder Baron AM to Chris Finozio and his father Peter, who is owner. And to see her win on the big stage to win the Group 2 for the four-year-old trotting mares, that was a sensational story. And he also got the job done in one of the other races on the night, Sparkling Success in the Trotters Free for All. For John Mead, who has done a really good job with that horse, and he's clearly stepping up to the mark now to be up with the group of good trotters right now, Sparkling Success. So aside from that, probably Sundon's Courage returning to his best for Brad Angove. That was a nice story as well over the weekend. But I think just from start to finish, it was good racing, wasn't it?
Definitely. Look forward to you and Jason's take on it tomorrow on Gatespeed. Thanks for that, Blake.
Thank you.
There's Blake.